Many people dream about earning a second income from trading, but how realistic is that? Can you do this without quitting your day job and go on to achieve financial freedom, as many people dream of doing? Now, some people have done this by establishing a core portfolio for long-term wealth growth and then adding to that a strategy portfolio for short-term trading opportunities. With the right guidance, tools, and risk management, trading can be a powerful vehicle for achieving financial independence. To look into this further, we're joined now by Rob van Aden, CEO of Scope Markets. Hi, Rob. Good to talk to you. Tell us, how realistic is it for somebody to earn a second income on the markets?
Yes, it's quite possible. You know, it wasn't quite possible a couple of years ago. You know, with the multitude of platforms and the multitude of instruments, it is quite possible. But it is also flawed with a lot of risks in terms of that you need to know what you do. We have seen clients, and I've personally seen clients that do earn a second income. I would not recommend anyone to trade full-time, first of all, unless you've got a bit of capital to back you up for a couple of months. But a second income, very plausible. And what you mentioned as well, this combination between a core portfolio and a strategy portfolio, whereby the strategy portfolio would be more the trading portfolio.
All right. Now, all of this can be done with CFDs, which are contracts for differences. So people who are not familiar with that, maybe just explain what they are.
Yeah, so the trading portfolio, the core portfolio, I would not do with CFDs. I would do the trading portfolio. So CFD is a financial derivative that allows a person to speculate on price movement of an asset, such as a share, indices, forex, or commodities without owning the underlying asset. In other words, the CFD is agreement between, let's say, a trader and a broker to exchange the difference in price of an asset between the time of the contract is open and when it's closed. If the price goes up, the trader or the person that purchased the CFD earns the difference. If it goes down, then the trade incurs a loss.
Okay, so with a CFD, you're basically buying the price movement. You're not buying the asset itself. So if you're buying a CFD on a stock like Anglo American, you would get the price movement, but you wouldn't get the dividend.
Correct. You do not get the dividend. You also do not get ownership. So basically, you don't own the share. And because of that, you don't have any voting rights and you will not get a dividend.
All right, so just to delve into this a little bit more, the difference between a core portfolio and a strategy portfolio. The core portfolio, you indicated you would not do that with CFDs. So just explain that.
Yeah, so I think for most people that want to earn a second income, and if you want to dabble in the stock market, the core portfolio, in my mind, would be about 80% of your total capital. And for most people, it would probably be best to invest the bulk in an ETF, tracks an indice. You know, in terms of my own core strategy portfolio, I track the top 40. And then I've also got an ETF, a local ETF that tracks the S&P 500. So that is my core portfolio. And then the strategy one is where I dabble around with picks.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's not financial advice you're giving. That's your portfolio. So you're tracking the local market and you're tracking the S&P 500. That's your core portfolio. And then for the strategy, that's where you would dabble around a bit and take some speculative risks using CFDs.
Yes, correct. You know, my experience as well as an investor and managing stockbroking businesses and online trading platforms, it is very, very difficult for the person out there, you know, to do the right stock pick. So most of them are better off, you know, using an ETF and tracking the market. But people do get bored and they do want a bit of excitement. And then another advantage of CFDs is basically you can trade with a small margin deposit and control a larger position. So you can put in R1 and you can get exposure to R10 just to liven up things a bit more in terms of your portfolio, your total portfolio.
And I guess you're going to have to put in some time and effort. You're going to have to understand the markets. How much realistically time would it take for somebody to establish a portfolio like this?
The core portfolio is quite simple. You know, as I mentioned in my own, you would be probably tracking one of the indices and you might add something more, but there would probably be an ETF. In terms of the CFD, that takes a bit more work. You do need to come up with some method in terms of identifying CFDs where you want to, potentially participate. Because remember, with a CFD, you can actually participate on the upside and on the downside. So that takes a lot of homework. I know people that spend about 20 minutes a day in the evenings looking for opportunities and then, place a trade the next day. So it could be a 20-minute hobby in the evenings. You download your prices if you're using one of the packages, and you just identify, CFDs or underlying shares that meet your requirements.
Yeah, and some people specialize in just a limited number of these instruments. People like oil, for example, or gold, and they kind of stick with that and they really get into it and put it under a microscope. Because there's so many thousands of instruments out there, it can get a bit confusing for people, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think one of the advantages of CFDs, if we're looking at the JSE, they do not go beyond the top 100 listed shares in terms of market cap. So your full size or your universe is about 100. From personal experience, I would not go beyond the top 40 because you go into liquidity constraints. So if you do that locally, but nothing's preventing you either from getting exposure to, for example, the FANG shares. And that's a good one, maybe, just to monitor, monitor all the FANG shares. And once there's an opportunity, you can enter.
Right, the FANG shares being your Facebooks and your Apples and Microsoft and so on, the big seven
100%.
tech companies.
So I know clients that just monitor those and just follow those. Because one of the things in terms of creating a portfolio as well is that there needs to be an element of diversification. And usually diversification is either across currencies, geographies, or sectors. And one of the advantages of CFDs is that you can, for example, go into the FANG shares. And some of the sectors aren't represented on the JSE. We are very well represented in terms of resources and commodities, but not always in terms of the technology sector. And then you need to go look elsewhere.
Right, that brings up the question, how do you manage the risk and emotions? It's an extremely emotional thing. People hate losing and they tend to, in many cases, hang on to their losers and get out of their winners quickly, of course, which is against all the best advice. How do you manage that?
Yeah, that's forever the problem. Research has actually shown that most people get direction about 55 to 60% correct trading CFDs, and they then aren't successful. I think the thing is to manage your emotions, it takes two things. The first thing is that you need to do risk management. In other words, you need to position how much are you willing to lose. This is contrary to behavior. We never think in terms of how much we're willing to lose. We always think in terms of how much we're going to win. So you need to think in terms of how much you are willing to lose per trade, and then based on that, buy the equivalent number of CFDs in case it goes down. So the one is risk management is critical. And then secondly, managing yourself. Oh, this is a very tough one. You just have to kind of remind yourself why you're doing it. You also have to kind of remind yourself that losses are part of the game. And you have to remind yourself that you could have a sequence of three or four losses in a row, but to the contrary, you could have five wins in a row. So it's managing yourself. But I think the biggest thing I've discovered about fear, it is generated by expectation. So usually when people start dabbling in the stock market, they start with expectations. And when these expectations aren't met, then fear kicks in. And then either two things happen, they become reckless or they don't do anything.
All right, Rob, and just very quickly, tell us about Scope Markets and how people can get started with you.
Yes, Scope Markets. I look after Scope Markets South Africa. We are an international firm and we offer CFDs across all asset classes, locally and globally. If clients are interested in trading CFDs, they're welcome to go to our local website. There's a bit of education on there explaining things. And yeah, off you go and explore the world of CFDs.
Okay, Rob van Aden from Scope Markets, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much, Rob.
Thank you very much.